So let's review. If the beam over the entrance of a mavi was higher than 20 amas, and he wants to raise the ground so that the beam will be less than 20 amas off the ground, how wide an area into the mavi must be raised to be within 20 amas off the ground? Rav Yosef Amar Tefach, Abaye Amar Abba. Rav Yosef says the width of one tefach is sufficient, while Abaye holds it must be 4 tefachim wide. The Gemara has 4 suggestions as to what the basis of their machlokes is. First, Manda Amar Tefach, Savar Mutter L'shtamash Tachas HaKayra. Since Rav Yosef holds that one may carry directly under the beam, as long as the beam is recognizable at that spot, people will avoid carrying out of the mavi into Rishus HaRabim. Umanda Amar Arba, Savar Asur L'shtamash Tachas HaKayra. Abaye holds that one may not carry directly beneath the beam, so the beam must be recognizable from inside the mavi before entering the area directly underneath the kaira. The minimum area considered significant is 4 tefachim. The second approach, Mar Sava Kaira Mishum Heker. Rabbi Yosef holds the beam is just a reminder, so 1 tefach suffices. Mar Sava Kaira Mishum Mechitza. Abaye holds it creates a halachic mechitza, and as Rashi explains, Mechitza she'ina ruya l'dalad lav mechitzi. A partition is considered a mechitza only for marks of an area of at least 4 tefachim. The third approach, Marsav amina heker shal mata ke heker shal mala. Rabbi Yosef holds that the reminder below only has to be as large as the reminder on top. Marsav alo yamina heker shal mata ke heker shal mala. Abaye holds the reminder on the floor must be larger than the reminder on the top. The final explanation, Abaye requires a larger space because he is concerned that over time the raised ground will erode and become narrow. But Rabbi Yosef is not concerned about this. The Gemara continues. If the kaira was less than 10 tefachim off the ground, how wide an area into the mavi must be dug out in order to be permitted to carry in the mavi? Rabbi Yosef Amar Barba. Rabbi Yosef holds an area of 4 tefachim is enough. Abaye Amar Ba'arba Amas. Abaye holds we need to dig out an area of 4 amas into the mavi. As Rashi explains, the depth into the mavi must be equivalent to the size of a minimum mavi. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Amar and Rabbi Asi who say that if one of the side walls of the mavi is breached, as long as there is 4 tefachim of wall between the entrance and the breach, we may carry in the entire mavi. This seems to support Rabbi Yosef that a minimum hechsher mavi is 4 tefachim. However, even Abaye may agree with this, because maybe he only requires 4 amas when initially building a mavi, but not where a valid mavi previously existed. Amar Abaye, Menah Amin Allah. Abaye gives 2 possible sources for his opinion. First, the Braisa says, in order for a beam or a pole to allow carrying in the mavi must have houses and chatzeres that open up into it. Abaye points out that if you take into consideration that a door needs to be 4 tefachim wide plus doorposts, now, if the entire depth of the mavi were only 4 tefachim, there would be no room for the doors of the multiple chatzeres to open into it, plus the fact that its length has to be greater than its width. Therefore, Abaye says that a mavi must be to a minimum of 4 amas deep. However, Rabbi Yosef would answer that the chatzeres can open into the mavi from each of the back corners on an angle. Second, Rebbe Bachama holds that a lechi that is 4 amas long is no longer considered a lechi but a wall of the mavi, and tzarech lechi achar latiroi, it requires another lechi to permit it, apparently because 4 amas is the size of a mavi. Rabbi Yosef would respond that the maximum size of a lechi and the minimum size of a mavi are not related. The Gemara elaborates. Gufa, Amar Rav Bachama, Amar Rav Huna, lechi haboyle midafne shel mavi. If there is an oversized lechi protruding at least 4 amas from the wall of the mavi, it no longer functions as a lechi, but is considered part of the wall, and we need another lechi to permit carrying in the mavi. The Gemara discusses several issues relating to this psak. Oysel lechi hechen mamidoi. Where would the new lechi be placed? For if he merely adds it to the existing wide lechi, it becomes part of the invalid lechi. There are 2 possible answers. It must be placed at the other side of the entrance, opposite the oversized lechi. It may be placed as an addition to the original oversized lechi, but it must be made a bit taller or shorter than the original lechi so that it would be recognizable. Amar Rav Huna b'Reidei Rabbi Yeshua. The additional lechi is only necessary if the width of the mavi is at least 8 amas. But if it is 7 amas, the oversized lechi would make the fourth side, oimid meruba ala parts, more wall than open space, and would serve as a fourth wall. The assumption is based on the Kal V'Chomer. If a chatzah which cannot be permitted with a lechi or kaira can be permitted with a fourth wall, a mavai which can be permitted with a lechi or kaira can certainly be permitted by a fourth wall. Rav Ashi amar, afilatame b'mavai shmeina. Rav Ashi adds that even if the mavai is exactly 8 amas wide, the 4 amma wide lechi should work. Manavshach, either way. If the lechi is slightly more than 50% of the width of the opening, it is oimim rubala parts and works like a wall. If the lechi is slightly less than 50% of the width, it is less than 4 amas and should still work as a lechi. The possibility that the lechi is exactly 50% of the entryway is only a suffik, and suffik divrei in lahakel, we are lenient on doubts relating to drabbanan issues like carrying in the mavai.